Hundreds, if not thousands, of West Virginia residents were evacuated from their homes as many rivers and streams crested at record levels, some places reaching as high as rooftops. Roxy Todd surveyed the damage in Raynell, a small rural community in Greenbrier County. She brings us the story of one woman who lost almost everything in the high water.
Norma Hennessy came back to West Virginia a few years ago to help take care of her mother. She was staying with her mother outside of Raynell on Thursday when the flood came, and she couldn't get back into town. The entire downtown was submerged in water. She finally got back to see what was left of her home on Friday.
Yesterday afternoon, we finally got into town. Yeah, I just opened the door and shut it and went back out. I just couldn't deal with it at the time. So.
And then what?
Now we're back to deal with it.
Most of Norma's possessions were ruined after soaking in mud and water for a day. She was joined by her two sisters, their friends, and her nephew for that first trip home, and their first step was to try to get as much of the mud out of the house as possible. It stank, and everything was covered with a thick, brown, soupy mess.
When we opened it up, everything, it's like the water pushed it all in the middle. Went all the way around like a swirl and all this, that we just moved it back so we could get in there to clean some stuff out. I mean, you can go in and look if you want. If you want to take pictures or whatever.
Will you show me?
Go. Well, just go. It's only a two-bedroom apartment. Come on. It's just, you know.
So I wade through the mud into Norma's home. Her fridge is on its side, pushed over by the power of the water. She thinks she might be able to salvage her kitchen table, but everything waist high is ruined.
It was so bad. Here's the door. It took the door off and the frame.
Her front door shows a water mark about 4.5 feet.
See, the water went all the way up to where the mailbox is. See there, you can see there. See the line?
The water also ruined Norma's new car. She says she bought it 2 weeks ago.
Somehow or other, it raised the trunk, and then the airbag inside went off. I mean, you can see, you can open the door, it's unlocked. All the dirt in there.
Mud has filled most of the inside of the car. The back looks like it has been rear-ended by a tidal wave.
It's unreal how water got inside.
Norma's nephew, Jamie Williams, came from Ohio to help her and other residents of Raynell. On Friday, he worked with neighbors to help rescue pets who had been stranded.
I waded up to about my chin in water to get the dogs out. And the people were just, it was amazing. There was cats in trees. I came out with a ferret on my shoulder. And it wasn't just me, it was the whole town.
Jamie says he has a construction job in Ohio to get back to, but this week he plans to stay in Raynell to help with the cleanup effort. He says the town is in turmoil, and he can't leave his family in turmoil. And he says family is the most important thing to him right now. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Raynell.